time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Executives from Cambridge Analytica, which was hired by the Trump presidential campaign, have been caught on tape promising an extraordinary package of propaganda strategies to potential clients, including filming opponents in compromising situations with Ukrainian sex workers. Over the weekend, a whistleblower who worked with Cambridge came forward to claim that the company had surreptitiously misused the Facebook data of 50 million people in order to win election campaigns.
Cambridge Analytica was founded on misappropriated data of at least 50 million Facebook users, and I want to bring attention to that so that people understand that their data is being used improperly by this company. So I think it's really important for Americans to know what this company is being doing with their data, and it's really important, I think, to find out, was this data used to help elect Donald Trump?
The Trump campaign's big data company now stands accused of wrongdoing, including possible criminal acts on two continents. Just days after a whistleblower alleged that Cambridge Analytica weaponized the personal information of 50 million Facebook users, saying he created, quote, Steve Bannon's psychological warfare tool, an undercover video investigation shows Cambridge Analytica in action. The head of the company caught on hidden camera bragging about possibly criminal strategies to get clients elected.
Wealthy developer come in, somebody posing as a wealthy developer.
I'm a master of disguise.
Yes. They will offer a large amount of money to the candidate to finance his campaign in exchange for land, for instance. We'll have the whole thing recorded on cameras, the blank out face of our guy, and we have posts on the internet.
So it'll on the Facebook or YouTube or something like this, it can be done.
We'll send some girls around to the candidate's house. We have lots of history of things.
Cambridge Analytica denies any wrongdoing. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday denied the Republican effort to block a new Pennsylvania district map drawn by the state's top court. As a result of the ruling, the newly drawn map, as proposed by Pennsylvania's Supreme Court, will take effect in the upcoming 2018 midterm elections. A woman died after being struck by an Uber self-driving vehicle in Arizona, the first known death of a pedestrian struck by an autonomous vehicle on public roads, the New York Times reported on Monday. A statement from Tempe police say the vehicle was in autonomous mode with a human safety driver behind the wheel when it hit the woman who was crossing the street outside of a crosswalk. Officials say the accident occurred overnight and the woman has not been publicly identified. Uber said in a statement that they are fully cooperating with local authorities and has suspended their self-driving car tests in Tempe, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, and Toronto. Actress Cynthia Nixon, best known for Sex and the City, has announced her candidacy for New York governor in a video statement posted on Twitter.
I love New York. I've never wanted to live anywhere else. But something has to change. We want our government to work again on health care, ending mass incarceration, fixing our broken subway. We are sick of politicians who care more about headlines and power than they do about us. I'm Cynthia Nixon. I'm a New Yorker. And together, we can win this fight.
Donald Trump was in Manchester, New Hampshire on Monday to lay out his plan to end the opioid epidemic in a speech that focused heavily on punitive measures.
We can have all the blue ribbon committees we want, but if we don't get tough on the drug dealers, we're wasting our time. Just remember that. We're wasting our time. And that toughness includes the death penalty. You know, it's an amazing thing. Some of these drug dealers will kill thousands of people during their lifetime. Thousands of people. And destroy many more lives than that. But they will kill thousands of people during their lifetime. And they'll get caught and they'll get 30 days in jail. Or they'll go away for a year. Or they'll be fined. And yet, if you kill one person, you get the death penalty or you go to jail for life. So if we're not going to get tough on the drug dealers who kill thousands of people and destroy so many people's lives, we are just doing the wrong thing. We have got to get tough. This isn't about nice anymore. This isn't about committees. This isn't about let's get everybody and have dinners and let's have everybody go to a blue ribbon committee and everybody gets a medal. for frankly talking and doing nothing. This is about winning a very, very tough problem. And if we don't get very tough on these dealers, it's not going to happen, folks. It's not going to happen. And I want to win this battle. I don't want to leave at the end of 7 years and have this problem.
He also said the administration will be, quote, spending a lot of money on great commercials to show the dangers of drugs. Quote, that's the least expensive thing we can do, where you scare them from ending up like the people in the commercials. And we'll make them very bad commercials. We'll make them unsavory situations. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.